It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Georgie Ferrugia, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. There's plenty to discuss in the sport of greyhound racing. Ian Garland will be our special guest. Of course, he trains Hushing Dusk, which is the RSN 927 draft dog, and she has been sensational for us. In fact, let's relive that moment there last Wednesday, and you could hear the roar from around the country when she just stormed down the outside.
Ready and away. Mpunga Mustang, the inside, only fair to begin. Alfie Alligator won the start. Coming across from out wide was Soda Titan. Harrigan driving through as they sort themselves out. Alfie Alligator leads by two. The Soda Titan strides up second. From Mpunga Mustang to third, starts to run on from Hushing Dusk. Then Snapper Smith getting through to field was Dundee Ember. And at the rear, we've got Broadway Benny and Harrigan. They're packing up on through a home turn. There's a many chances. Alfie Alligator getting through was Dundee Ember. And out the out wide, Hushing Dusk has beat them all. Hushing Dusk, now we've got Snapper Smith was close up.
What a story she's become. And Ian Garland is one of our favourites. In fact, he is our favourite. He is the man that does everything. He's building quite the team these days. I know that Ray Board is a big fan, so he's getting a few of the Ashton dogs. But more importantly, Hushing Dusk is the superstar of his kennel. He's the number one hairdresser in Bendigo as well, and he joins us now on Off the Leash. Good afternoon to you, Ian. Congratulations last week with our girl.
Thank you, Gareth. Fair introduction.
It is a fair introduction because you deserve it. And how is Hushing Dusk? Can Hushing Dusk cause the upset and take out the Great Chase?
I'm doubtful, but I'm a little bit. I think she's got a good place chance, but I'll be surprised if she hits the line first.
I'm a believer, Georgie.
Yeah, well, you got to be, don't you? Good afternoon, Ian. Just quickly, what are your thoughts on the box draw? There seems to be a little bit of speed in one and two. She has been beginning a little bit better, but her caper is her run home, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Her chance is to lob on the fence and hopefully, you know, 1, 2, 6 all sort of, you know, carve at each other and she just gets a little, you know, fluky run through. And if she does, like, she's probably the strongest finisher in the race. So if she happens to fluke, you know, lobbing third or fourth down the back, you know, she'll get right amongst it then. But it's going to be a big if getting around that first corner on the scale.
And just quickly, Anne, I mean, obviously she's over 500 here, but is it in the back of your mind that you want to push her up over 6 and perhaps 7 as she gets a bit older?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that she'll run the 700 around the two turns on the city tracks. Like, I don't, you know, she's not going to measure up to the top class, but she's going to be competitive with the next tier down at the same ranks in town, I think, yeah.
Are you enjoying training Hushing Dusk? What do you love about her?
Yeah. Oh, she always gives us, you know, she's always a chance because she finishes so well. And, yeah, she's actually, it's quite funny because everyone laughs. When she comes out of the boxes, she barks for about the first 50 metres, like, really loud. Everyone behind the boxes that hasn't raced against her before, they just start laughing because you can hear her. She just, you know, off she goes. Mm.
Does she bark in the kennels?
No, she's pretty good. That's yeah. She carries on a bit if there's a bit going on around her and, you know, she wants to be out first and all that stuff. But, yeah, she's not, you know, she's no trouble.
Does she understand the following that she's got?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. She's become the people's dog, Georgie.
Well, if she will be, she'll certainly become the people's dog if she wins on Wednesday. And look, she's beaten a dog that came out at Sandown and run 29.18 on Sunday. So the form line reads well, Gareth. We can only have our fingers crossed. So, and if she wins, we can head to the pub for a beer.
So where's the local pub in Bendigo, Ian?
The Lake View's pretty popular. Oh, I reckon we might give that a run if...
So we need to organise because I promised everyone with RSN 927's draft dogs that we'll have a bit of fun and catch a bus one day and head out to the races. And I get reminded about that all of the time when I talk about the draft dogs that we've got. So, Ian, if Hushing Dusk, win, lose or draw, we do need to organise a catch-up and she can head out there and we'll have a beer.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yep.
And plus, has anyone walked in and got a free haircut yet?
Well, there's plenty of us, but my boss,
yes,
big boss, Jane, she doesn't like giving away free haircuts.
Well, we wish you the best of luck on Wednesday, mate. It'll be a great story, $34. And then if she wins that, Hushing Dusk, I'm sure that we can field the phone calls there for a spot in the Tab Phoenix.
Yeah. Very good.
Good on you, Ian.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, great stuff. Great to catch up with Ian Garland there, Georgie. Let's talk about the Great Chase while we're on it. Looking at the Tab market there. And, geez, it's an even race. There's some handy greyhounds going around. Indy Fido at 380. We've got greyhounds like Reloaded, 750. True Kalinda at 650. Idolized at 380. Revolution, if it gains a start, at 350. And Substantials at $5. Hushing Dusk is the outsider there at $34 there, Georgie.
Yeah, look, I think the Tab's going on the fact that she was the slowest of the heat winners. But in fairness, Gareth, if she got clear running, she probably would have run a lot quicker. It's one of those races, Gareth, where the favourite is the reserve Revolution. In fairness, so that means that Hamilton, who run down Revolution and was very impressive to do so, is the value of the race at $9. Drawn well as well, shown some good speed. He's won three of his last three races and won 6 out of 11 all time. So, look, there's a little bit of speed in this race. I think earlier in the week, Idolize was a greyhound that I tipped, and especially if she can begin like she did last week, Gareth. Her last two wins have been outstanding. She beat Hushing Dusk by 2 lengths to qualify for the semi-finals. Then she held out True Kalinda in 30.08. But what was impressive was the way she got out in her splits. Yes, she's got to do it from an awkward draw in box six, but she's certainly a big chance. And as I said, I thought Hamilton off box two, Gareth, at $9 is certainly the value for the race. So it's an interesting one. As you said, I think there's about 6 greyhounds under double figures. I think that highlights how open it is. And it's usually the case with these great chases because there are greyhounds that are still learning their craft. But yeah, as I said, 6 to win for me, but I'm going to have a play on Hamilton off box two.
All right, then Bendigo Cup. And what did you make of that race there on Saturday night? Do you think any of those greyhounds might play a part in some of the bigger races coming up?
Oh, absolutely. You'd have to think so. Look, I was really happy for Connections of Power of Buddy because he's a young greyhound, Gareth, that put the writing on the wall with track record runs. But there's always that thing that says that you need to prove that against better dogs. And that's exactly what he did at his first real attempt at it. He jumped very cleanly. He went 6:47 early. And if you're running those splits, Gareth, you're going to be incredibly hard to beat. His run home time was unbelievable, Power of Buddy, and he just powered to the line. He defeated lots of chatter at big odds, and Typhoon Sammy, the greyhound that started favourite in the race, or was favourite all week, and then I think they came for Power of Buddy late. He finished third. But look, Dr. Tucker's in at Sandown this week. Hopefully he can stay sound. Gareth Schumer Classic, we know she's capable. And one of the reserves, Sigalong Tonk, obviously is going to have a big say, hopefully in the next couple of months. But well done to Steve White and Power of Buddy.
So Power of Buddy defeated lots of chatter. You just pointed out Typhoon Sammy was back in third, Aston Sign fourth, Ferdinand Boy was midfield, Dr. Tucker got into a little bit of trouble, and Shimmer Classic just didn't jump again. Out of that race, if you had to pick one dog out of the Bendigo Cup, which dog would you take home?
For a Melbourne Cup? Is that what you're aiming
Cup,
at?
100%.
Probably still Typhoon Sammy because he's got, out of all of those, well, lots of chatter's proven over 500 metres. But I'd say Typhoon Sammy would be one that I'm very keen on. I think anyone that's listened to us on radio knows that I'm a big fan of Dr. Tucker, and he just needs to have a crack at it without being injured, Gareth. And yeah, he's just had a really checkered career. Getting sore. And yeah, look, the box draw was always going to be tough for him. I expect him to probably bounce back in a couple of days' time at Sandown. Really looking forward to that in what is a very good meeting at Sandown.
What about a greyhound by the name of Lenbor, who took out the Battlers Cup? Love this initiative by the team there at Bendigo. Jordan Formosa prepares for the Tier 5 greyhounds, racing for good prize money, $5,000 to the winner. And I enjoy this concept.
Yeah, and $1,000 Vic Gray's bonus. And you're right. I mean, you only have to look at the nominations that Bendigo get for this series, Gareth, to show how successful it is. And I think it's here to stay. Lembor was a good winner at a $2.40 favourite. He broke 24 seconds. In fact, it was a very good meeting there at Bendigo. We had the Vic Breeders Maiden Series where Mobile Legend won in 27.88. For a young dog, that's pretty impressive. I thought Eat My Dust was unbelievable. 27.70 is a greyhound that doesn't always show the best early speed, but he got to the front and he's a greyhound going places for John Barbara. So, yeah, look, it was a great night of racing, highlighted, obviously, by Power of Buddy.
Then we move on to Wow She's Fast, going a pretty handy time there, I thought, at Sandown on Thursday. She missed the kick slightly, but she still went 29.40-odd, and I think her first section was 5.16, but she had to overcome a little bit of trouble. But I guess from a Tab Phoenix point of view, that she went 5 flat at her first race, but since then, I know there's been rain effect of track since then, but she's got slower, Georgie. I guess that would be the concern.
To the first marker.
Correct.
And just as breaking news, she is scratched from the final on Thursday night. I don't know, not at this stage. That was probably going to be her biggest challenge, to be honest. We'll get to the bottom of why she scratched, because she had a greyhound who was drawn box one in Mapunga Mustang, who went quicker on the day. He went 29.18. He went 5.07 to the mark. So there was going to be a little bit of a jam up, you'd suggest, on that first corner if she was going to run those sectionals that you're mentioning in her last couple of starts. But she has come out. Hopefully she's A-OK, but she is a scratching for that race. Mapunga Mustang, we have to mention, Gareth, is a greyhound on the rise. To run 29.18 at your first start over 500 metres at Sandown was a pretty impressive effort. So, yeah, but obviously the news surrounds Wow She's Fast. Hopefully she's OK. If she is, Gareth, maybe there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
and it might be. Hopefully, it's just a small niggling thing. If it is, where they're setting her for those bigger races, including the Melbourne Cup, she'll obviously have to go through a prelude for that. But then, if a Phoenix slot holder does come knocking,
we'll try and chase Cal Greeno. He's usually really good to us in the media. We'll get an update there on Wow She's Fast, because she is the greyhound everybody's talking about these days in the sport of greyhound racing. All this talk about, geez, the New South Wales greyhounds, they won't be competitive in the Tab Phoenix, that it's disappointing that they get two opportunities to compete in the new slot race. But I hope they were watching the Vic Peters there on Saturday night, Georgie, just quietly.
Oh, look, this greyhound's record is unbelievable. Bandit Ned is the greyhound you're speaking of. He's won 15 out of 18, Gareth. He's now won nearly close to $200,000. He ran 29.47, which is absolutely flying. And the only greyhound to go quicker than him is Zipping Kyrgios, who won a group race the start before. So New South Wales sprinters right at the moment, Gareth, are absolutely highballing. And I tell you what, Bandit Ned has done it from really awkward draws. He's won 7 in a row. And his last 5, he's won them from 5-7, 5-6-6. So he hasn't had it nice and easy, Bandit Ned. And look, he's a greyhound that I think will come down to Victoria to trial now. Will he get a spot in the Top Gun? Mm-hmm. I'd suggest that he should. What to do, GRNSW, do with their slot? Probably best that we find out what happens with that slot, yeah. Gareth.
Well, Tim Newbold will join us on Thursday for the Road to the Tab Phoenix podcast. So we will get an exclusive there, they tell me, Georgie, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to, Gareth, because obviously heats are starting for the GTOBA slot. Yep. So greyhounds need to know how that you know, like 100%. Bandit Ned, Zipping Kyrgios, these type of greyhounds.
Yep.
Do we stop, not go for that? We've got a Top Gun to prepare for.
He's a superstar, Cal Greeno. He joins us now with Wow She's Fast being scratched there from Sandown Thursday. Hopefully she's okay. We're about to find out. Cal, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Good afternoon, Gareth.
How is Wow She's Fast? Is everything okay?
Yeah, look, she's not too bad. It was just too quick a turnaround to fix what we had to fix in that short period of time. So if it had have had another probably 4 or 5 days, we would have been fine.
Okay, so has she still impressed you? Well, she's been running the times on the clock. I guess the big positive out of her recent runs, Cal, is that she's been able to overcome some obstacles to still get the job done.
Which is really good to see for us, because, you know, these dogs have got to learn how to race, and, you know, it's okay when you steer straight to the front and everything's easy, but when you've got to do it from behind, obviously that sorts the dogs out a bit more. And when you've had no experience doing it, they've got to learn somewhere. But it's been great to watch that, but probably a little bit disappointing with the boxes. Hasn't quite come out as good as she should have. And when we pulled up with a few little issues the other day, I thought, we just got to stop and fix.
Yep. So how long will the break be? And are you still on track for a Melbourne Cup campaign with her in her first preparation?
Absolutely. This won't be a big setback. It just means we just basically got for 10 days and move on. So
yep.
There's no big long setback. It's just fix and then, you know, look for the next race.
I know that you've been in talks with Sportsbet regarding a Tab Phoenix spot. Is that still on the cards there? Have you been locked in?
Look, there's no lock-in yet because, you know, I've sort of got to make sure she ticks all the boxes before we get there. But, yeah, look, certainly still interested in that and nothing's been set in concrete because, again, she's still learning how to race, which is very tough for a young dog, but it's hard when you've got a little bit of an issue and you don't stop and tick because the next thing you go backwards and then everything says, oh, well, it's not working out.
Yeah.
But by stopping and fixing, we'll hopefully get it back to her best and she might show that little bit more early zip and better box manners and all that sort of thing.
Now, Cal, I know I ask this question all the time to you, but I just love asking it. Well, she's fast. She's now into $10 for the Melbourne Cup. You just said, we just got to wait and see with her when we had a chat to you about 3 weeks ago. Are you more confident that she can play a major part in the Melbourne Cup now?
Look, I'd probably go the other way, Gareth.
Yeah.
I've got to, you know, we've got to make sure she gets through all these things. Look, to be honest with you, really, to have a Melbourne Cup winner, you want to have more consistency out of the boxes, a little bit more early speed like she showed first up.
Yep.
Great to see her work through a field like she has the next couple of races, but to win a Melbourne Cup, you'd really like to be at the front and high-balling and hope you hang on.
Well, cross our fingers, mate. She's a star. Everybody's talking about her. Thanks for that update. Can't wait to see you back at the races, Cal.
Thanks for having me, Gareth.
There's Cal Greeno. Great to get an update there, Georgie, with Cal Greeno regarding, well, she's fast. So all is okay. Just a few little niggling problems that she's got at the moment. That's all.
Yeah, and some of those niggling problems could certainly be the reason for her probably not jumping out as well. So maybe a little bit of a freshen up after she jumped out on the scene might do her the world of good. And, yeah, look, she's faced every challenge and handled it really well, Gareth. And you're right, there were some good dogs against her on Sunday and she still put pay to them pretty easily. And I think because of her unbelievable debut time, you know, everyone went straight to thinking about Melbourne Cups and golden Easter eggs for her. And there's still a little bit of water to go under the bridge. But as we said, she's done everything right and it's good to hear that she'll be back before too long.
Heats of the Group 1 Hume Cup at the Meadows on Saturday. The box draw will be, when's the box draw for that race?
Box draw will be tomorrow, Gareth, for that. And
who was the most impressive then?
Oh, look, we'll see when the fields come out. But greyhounds like Fernando Frank, I'm not sure Kalinda Paddy will be back. I think she was pretty sore and hurt herself pretty badly. So it'd be interesting to see which greyhounds are going to nominate for it. Maybe a greyhound like Zach Zenity for Cal Greeno. Not sure if he's heading back down to the 600 metres. But, look, it's always a great series. Of course, the Meadows back to a Wednesday after a couple of weeks on Friday due to Bendigo racing. So we will cover that at length next week when we'll have the final field for the Hume Cup. And also that day next week, Gareth, I think the announcement of the field for the Top Gun as well. So it's going to be a really busy couple of weeks in the next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
So the Top Gun, do you think there'll be greyhounds that all just they pick themselves? But will it be a discussion? How many greyhounds do you think are line ball this time around?
Yeah, the Meadows have come out and said it's a little bit harder, Gareth, because there's some greyhounds that haven't been able to travel. And, you know, I think one of the one of the things they look at is how good their form is at the Meadows. And unfortunately, greyhounds haven't been able to travel. So you've got dogs like Bandit Ned and Zipping Kyrgios who have done all they can, for instance, winning group races in their hometown. So it's
well, they have to change the way they think about it, George. You can't. It's unique circumstances at the moment.
Yeah, there's a couple of the pillars they use which will still be in play. Like they like to use current form and aged prize money, Gareth, and also group form.
Yep.
So you know those greyhounds that have won group races in their hometown probably have got a big chance to get in. So, and Meadows did change the criteria around the Adelaide Cup. It was a couple of years ago where the Adelaide Cup winner would win and then get a spot into the Top Gun. That's no longer the case. So does Do It get in on the back of his Group 1 win? Obviously, he was fantastic in that Adelaide Cup. So
I've got a tip for him, Georgie.
Yeah?
Just pick the best field.
Well, when they pick it, they in their eyes, they're picking the best field, Gareth. But okay. Your what you think is the best field compared to what they think is the best field is sometimes different. But of course, I mean, and when you talk about best field, if you want to talk about the fastest field, well, you'd probably have Where She's Fast in there. But she'd be a million to one to get into a Top Gun on the back of four runs if they 100%. Go onto their criteria.
But the Top Gun is such a unique race. It's an invitational race. So. It's your race. It's your race, the Top Gun. So pick the best field that will create the most interest, that gets people talking. Well, she's fast. If you put her in, wow, it's the first time you get to see her against these super superstar greyhounds. It's like...
Yeah, I agree with you in one sense, but in the other sense, Gareth, you're talking about the best dogs. And what do the best dogs do? They win group races. So...
Well, she's only had four starts, Georgie. She hasn't had much of an opportunity.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a thing called X Factor?
Yes, correct. Gareth, I agree with you on that. But the point is that she will get her chance to win group races, and then she will get her chance to be in races like the Temley and the Top Gun going
Be
forward.
Brave, it's just, Meadows.
It's all time.
Be brave, Georgie.
What they needed to do, the Meadows, and they've done it, is you got to stick to a criteria. Oh. You can't chop and change because of why She's Fast comes along.
Be boring,
That's why
Georgie.
I think... It's not boring. It's not boring. Yeah. No. I tell you now, if I had a dog that won two group races and Wow She's Fast was ahead of me in the Top Gun, I'd be ropeable.
But the Top Gun is not, it's an invitational race. It's chosen by, they can make up their own rules.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
that's the point. They have made their own rules up, and they have set criteria that they stick to. That's the point.
All right, then will more people be talking about the Top Gun if Wow She's Fast is in the race?
Maybe. Maybe
110% they would, Georgie.
Yeah, okay. But, mate, you have to sort of stick to some sort of criteria. And the criteria is based on the highest level of our racing, and that's group racing.
Well, they should have something in their criteria to deliver an X Factor like a Well She's Fast.
So because... do you think – so pick seven on the criteria and then have an X Factor selection?
Correct.
Is that what you'd like to say?
If there's a greyhound that has rocked up and nearly broken the track record on debut at Sandown, and she's being talked about, and she's on the third line of betting for a TAB Melbourne Cup, she's at $10, Georgie. She's on the third line of betting. Why wouldn't you put her in a Top Gun? Because the Top Gun's an invitational race that you... It's your race. You can do whatever you want with it. I just reckon for the publicity of the race, you'd be mad not to. But that's just my humble opinion. Now,
it's good. It's good talking about it.
I like to stir you up from time to time as well. What about the WA Young Stars final on Saturday? Because the first two qualify for the final stages of Dogs WA's Phoenix Criteria.
Well, so we're exactly 2 months away from the Phoenix, and we've already got qualification races going in, Gareth, which is fantastic. So, obviously, the two top finishers there will go through to the Phoenix qualifiers as they progress in WA. Now, there's another race, isn't there, Gareth? So there's another a Young Stars and then an All Stars,
correct.
And the top two places from there will go through. Then Cannington will have a night where they'll have four heats of the road to the Phoenix qualifier. Then we're stuck with eight greyhounds where we'll have two races of four, like a shootout at Sandown, and then the winners of both of them will go into a match race, which can you imagine if you talk about hype and talking about it, Gareth? This is the first time I think WA have had a match race for a long, long time. And it's not just a one-off thing that they might have on a Perth Cup where it might be Frio versus West Coast Eagles. I think they had that once where they put the colours of the rugs on for the different teams. But this is actually meaning that you can go in a race worth 750,000 where connections get the whole lion's share of the prize. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, we'll follow that closely, not just via the podcast, but we'll follow it on Off the Leash as we go along.
I'm getting a few text messages here, Georgie, and I love you, Georgie. A couple of people said, geez, Gareth, you've been a little bit aggressive and getting angry. I didn't mean to come across like that. It was just trying to be healthy.
Is that my mum?
Shane from Alton has texted in. We're only having a little bit of fun. We love Georgie.
No, it's good. I agree with that X factor theory, but Gareth, what the problem was about 5 or so years ago was there wasn't these pillars in place, and the conjecture around who was picked was massive to the point where people were getting narky. Now, we still have that. I think the Meadows still have that. Obviously, I'm not employed there anymore, but they still have. There's a couple that say, well, how come this greyhound got a hen ahead of this greyhound? But it used to be a hell of a lot worse, Gareth. So if you want to wow she's fast in and you want that X factor thing, you need to actually put it in place before the selection starts. So it's probably a little bit too late for her this year.
Now, my mail is with Greyhound Racing New South Wales. They're at internal discussions at the moment. Basically, they've worked out what they're going to do with their slot. There's just a few things to nut out, they say, and an announcement will be very soon. We'll try and get Michael Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales on the Phoenix podcast there. The countdown.
And was there an
the
announcement
podcast.
From the TAB as well?
That's tonight. That's tonight. Beautiful. On the catching pen. And it's something a little bit left field too. They've kept their cards close to their chest here. I've tried out several. I've tried to be dodgy. I've tried to act like an alias. I've even tried to say, yeah, Gareth, you're just doing something for the catching pen today. Just need to know what's going on. And I don't think anyone knows. So,
if you had a guess, Gareth, would you say that they're going to announce a dog today?
No, I don't think it'll be a dog. I think it'll be more than a dog, if you know what I mean. I think it'll be a kennel or it will be a team. That's my mail. Okay. So it might be...
Are we thinking Jason Thompson? Are we thinking David Gill? Or what are we... Yeah.
I'm even thinking the Aston prefix.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'm thinking that's a possibility. I'm thinking Gill's a possibility. I'm thinking Thompson's a possibility. Who else could be a possibility under that scenario?
they're the two that come to mind because, you know, Jason's always got a great bunch of greyhounds. For the Melbourne Cup series, and David Gill's kennel at the moment, even as good as the greyhounds he's had, like Uphill Jill and My Redeemer, this is the most in-depth group of dogs he's got in that are top class, yeah.
Unless Jason's lying to us on Saturday, it's not him.
I heard that.
Yeah. So we'll see if he's telling the truth or not. 10-1, thanks, Georgie. Love you, son.